Wednesday morning at 7:44 out of Veterans Park off of Highway 30, in between Highway 30 and 60, at the War on Terror Memorial. We're going to do a memorial ceremony for 9/11. And Captain retired Mike Newman is going to be our keynote speaker. We'll have a moment of silence immediately after 7:44 in the morning. There's the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial Board of Directors and the Texas A&M Engineering Extension Service will each place a wreath next to the War on Terror, honoring those fallen first responders and citizens and our victims, and then and the military, of course, the military. So after that, College Station Fire Department Lieutenant Mike Rusink is going to do the last call for the ceremony, and then we have James McNeely, one of our driver engineers. We'll end the ceremony with Amazing Grace, and that'll conclude. Should be a good 15-20-minute program. This is our fourth year doing it. The event has grown in size. It started out with about five of us out there, and last year I think we had close to 50 people. So it'd be nice to have some more folks out there. We realize it's early in the morning, but we do it 7:44 our time to mark the first strike of the World Trade Center.
I also understand there will be the dedication of two flags at the 9/11 Memorial.
The Veterans Memorial bought the American flag, and then the Lions Club, the family and friends of Dick Dane, a fallen firefighter. He was a Precinct 3 volunteer firefighter. They bought the Texas flag, so we're also going to dedicate that portion of it in his memory during the 9/11 ceremony.
It's been a dozen years since the 2001 attack. Share what is still significant about that day in 2001.
It's time for reflection. It gives survivors and first responders a place to go, a time once a year, to remember the past. And it's very near and dear to our heart. Like I said, this is our fourth year doing it. And everybody gets something different out of it. And so I think from here on out, it's part of our Veterans Memorial culture that we will continue to host this event and hopefully continue to grow it.
Have I missed anything?
I don't think so. This one's okay. a short and sweet program. Try to get the bulk of it done before folks have to go to work. They can be a couple minutes late. And then we kind of hang out there for a little while longer and just visit. There's some photo opportunities. College Station Fire Department and Bryan Fire Department boats send an engine out there.